Positioned 9 feet apart, the concert choir and collegiate singers of BYU-Idaho are coming together to perform in the Barris Concert Hall tonight. I spoke with Ida Ashby, the conductor of the concert choir, Annika Danielson, a member of the concert choir, and McKay Concien, a member of BYU-Idaho's collegiate singers, about tonight's concert and how the choir has had to adapt in the age of COVID.
So I'm really proud of what the singers are doing to adapt to this new situation.
Ashby emphasized that because of COVID, students have all had to change the way they approach learning their music. Concien and Danielson both spoke about the process as well.
So this engenders a lot of independence in the singers. It's a new kind of experience where you have to kind of take responsibility for yourself. It also is tricky because standing 9 feet apart, we have to space out much further. And whereas we're used to listening by ear to see if we're in time with everyone, this makes it so you have to go by eye and do a lot of mental work. And it's a little scary to sing this way. It's also, though, a really nice acoustic because it gives us kind of a hollow cathedral sound.
And so it's really encouraged me to have to take accountability for my own learning of music. And I can't just mooch off of the other altos in my section.
We have personal prep, we have octets, and then we have our choir that we sing with. And so as a student, being in collegiate has really helped with my individual musicianship. It has helped me be able to become a reliable person of the choir. Even though we aren't meeting together every day, I still can learn the pieces and have them learned in the right amount of time. I can still be a valuable part of the choir.
In the reduced concert choir, Danielson sings in the Alto 1 section. Each section within the choir only has 3 to 4 singers. This makes each voice all the more important.
That, like, if one person's gone, then, like, you really have to up your game. Like, so when the choir is smaller, you become so much more like I'm a valuable asset. And just realizing that has really helped me to actually put forth the effort to be that asset to the choir.
Danielson is an elementary education major. Being involved in the choir gives her time to focus on a creative outlet.
It's been like a way for me to get away from all the other stress in my life, from other classes or other life stuff, whatever it may be. That choir is just a place where I can come and just forget about that and just focus on music and the feeling and the lyrics and just the togetherness of being able to sing with other people.
Similarly, Concien, a soprano too in the Collegiate Singers, uses her time studying music to look outside of her life to change the things around her.
As a person, being in choir and doing these pieces that have such an impact on me, whether it's spiritually or whether it's about things of the world, it has made me more aware and more wanting to make this world a better place.
Collegiate Singers will sing the world premiere of a 4-movement work titled The Voice Within by Lane Johnson. Concien says her favorite movement from the piece is movement 2, called Encircled.
It's talking about the spirit and how we feel comforted from it. The overall message of The Voice Within is something spiritual. It's almost like a story of how we can feel the spirit, sometimes we don't, but we need to know that God is always there for us. God is always reaching out his hand to us. He loves us and wants us to be able to feel his peace, his comfort, wants us to be able to hear his voice.
Both Concien and Danielson say it's important to have the spirit with them while studying music and the spirit they share while performing.
I genuinely think that the experience of of seeing a choir at this school is different than any that you probably ever experienced. There's just this special feeling that we get because, and you know, we start all of our classes with a prayer. All of our songs, we try to invite the spirit as much as we possibly can. And I think that makes such a huge difference. And it's something that I really want everybody to be able to experience, that there's just such a different feeling than any other college choir that you've probably ever experienced if you've never seen a BYU-Idaho choir.
You can really feel the spirit in a lot of these pieces.
The concert choir will perform six pieces, O Lord, Increase My Faith by Orlando Gibbons, Steadfast Faith with words by Eileen Barry, music by Molly James, and orchestrated by Robert A. Nichols, Christ Hath a Garden by Kay Lee Scott, The Grounds by Ola Yalo, The Battle of Jericho, which is a traditional spiritual arranged by Moses Hogan, and finally, Beati Quorum Via by C.V. Stanford, which both groups will perform together. Collegiate singers will perform four standalone pieces, A Child's Prayer by James McMillan, Ave Verum Corpus by Colin Moby, Make Our Garden Grow by Leonard Bernstein from his work Candide, Psalm 98 by vocal professor Randall Kempton, and, of course, the world premiere of the four-movement work The Voice Within by Lane Johnson. The ensemble's performance will be streamed live this evening, Friday, June 11th at 7:30 p.m. from the BYU-Idaho Live Events page. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Wallace Moulton.